On Butler University Week, stories can have a big impact on all areas of life. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Tom Mould, professor of anthropology and folklore, determines how stories can affect an important social issue.
Why is welfare so stigmatized in the United States? My research suggests that stories share a hefty part of the blame. And not just any stories, but two in particular, the legend of the welfare queen and the most fundamental myth of this country, the American dream. As Josh Levin discusses in a new book titled The Queen, the original welfare queen was Linda Taylor, a career criminal guilty of terrible crimes that likely included kidnapping and murder. Welfare fraud was only a drop in the bucket. What is clear is that Linda Taylor was no typical aid recipient. But that's not how Ronald Reagan told her story in 1976 when he hit the campaign trail. He highlighted only the government fraud. Through the story of the welfare queen, Ronald Reagan transformed all aid recipients into cheats. How was he so successful? Structural analysis of the welfare queen narrative provides an answer. In the story, an unmarried woman with multiple children avoids work and yet is rewarded with housing, food, and an allowance that allow her to live a life of luxury. It is exactly the opposite of the American dream, where no work is countered with hard work, immorality with morality, dependence with independence, and single parenting with the model of the traditional family. The parallels between these two stories is not an accident. While the American dream narrative often traces its roots to Horatio Alger, the term the American dream wasn't coined until 60 years later. Writing in 1931 at the beginning of the Great Depression, James Adams was horrified by Roosevelt's New Deal, convinced that it would strip Americans of their work ethic and dignity. The American dream was the antidote. As long as we uncritically embrace the American dream as our foundational myth, the welfare queen legend will continue to scare us into stigmatizing the poor.
That was Tom Mould of Butler University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.